Emu's just called Emu. We've not named him anything else. And certainly by his behaviour, we get the impression that he thinks he's a bit of a horse. He's taken on, I guess, the equine lifestyle. And he follows the horses in and out of the paddock where they come in and out for a feed or when they go out for a spell out into the paddock. And as they gallop away, he gallops off with them as well.
And I just saw him before picking up one of the horse leads from the post as if it wanted to be tied up like the other horse. Do you think that could be the case?
He's a free agent here, and he's certainly free to roam throughout the whole area. It's not by police choice that the emu's here.
And when the horses go out and they come back, do you notice that the emu's pleased to see them?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I guess in some ways he's like the horses as well. They know that when the humans come out here, they're going to be fed. So emu certainly sees here as a permanent source of food and water.
And do you think the emu is generally happy living as though it was a horse?
Absolutely. I think the proof's in the pudding. Emu stays whether we want him here or not.
And have you made any attempts to repatriate the emu with emu country and other emus?
Yeah, apparently inquiries have been made both with the Desert Park here in town and also with rangers in regards to repatriating emu back out into the wild as well. But there are issues associated with doing same. Emu was quite young when he came into this environment. So I suppose in some ways you could almost say he's become a little domesticated. But in addition to that, the sheer nature of trying to catch an emu and transport an emu somewhere is raised with difficulties.
Well, it sounds like he's happy living here. Where does he sit in the pecking order?
Well, we've got five horses out here, and there's definitely two that he's quite friendly with. The other three are not so keen on him, and so I would say he probably sits at about number four out of the seven of them.
So right in the middle, do you think there's a bright future for Emu and the Mounted Police here in Alice Springs?
I think Emu's made his choice and has decided to make the Mounted Police unit his home for now at least.